The folklore in Kid Cryptid wouldn't exist if it weren't for the rich history and vibrant cultures these stories come from. While we do our best to provide accurate information, we recognize that we are, at best, amateurs here. This podcast is best considered for entertainment purposes only, and it comes from a place of love and respect for the peoples behind the lore. Now, on with the show.
I'm Elias.
I'm Sean.
And you're listening to Campfire Critters, the Kid Cryptid spinoff where I talk about some lesser-known cryptids.
But before you do that, I've got to interject a few corrections from last week's episode on thylacines. I might have made a few incorrect statements that I really should rectify. Number one, platypuses are not marsupials. They are monotremes. This means that they're mammals that lay eggs. Number two, platypuses is the correct plural of the word, not platypi. And number three, I said that primates don't have tails. Really, I should have said apes don't have tails.
Yeah, there are a bunch of primates, so...
Yeah, but this is why we don't do an animal podcast.
I know, but the zoo of us does.
Yeah, that's where I learned I was wrong.
And I learned that platypi is the wrong plural word for platypus.
Anyway, now that that's out of the way, I feel better.
Me too.
Proceed.
Well, before you get too comfortable, you might want to grab a box of tissues.
Why? I don't have a cold. What do I need tissues for?
For our cryptid. It's a sad one and needs something to wipe away the tears.
Speaking of our cryptid, what are you going to talk about today?
Coming from the woods of Pennsylvania, I give you the squonk.
What?
The squonk.
Squonk! Sorry. I had to do that. With a name like that, I can see why it's sad all the time.
Actually, it's because of how ugly it is. Walking on four short legs, the squonk has loose, baggy skin that's covered in warts and scales. It's so upset by its own appearance that it cries almost all the time.
Aw, it sounds like it would make a great pet. It just wants someone to love.
You think so, but the squonk is really shy and does its best to hide from people at all costs. Despite this, it's pretty easy to track. All you have to do is be quiet and listen for the sound of sobbing. You can also follow the salty wet trail from all their crying.
So they should be easy to catch then. What's stopping people from just finding them and dragging them home?
Well, they have a pretty cool defense against that. When cornered, they can liquefy and become a puddle of tears.
That's certainly something. I'll give you that.
There's a story about a man who actually managed to trick one into a sack and took it back to show his family. Just as he arrived home, however, he felt his load get lighter. Sure enough, the squonk had dissolved, leaving him with an empty, soggy sack.
Sure. And I once caught a fish this big, but it jumped off the hook before I could reel it all the way in.
Don't be jealous of the squonk catcher.
Squonk!
And I think that's going to wrap things up. I'm Elias, and you've been listening to Campfire Critters. Until next time.